Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports reporter, has our final takeout this morning. You know, I call it October madness. The Yankees stomped Minnesota last night, 7-2. RBIs for Matsui, RBIs for Jeter, RBIs for A-Rod. That was a great game if you were a Yankees fan, right, Nando?
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, it's just exactly what you wanted. You know, your potential MVP candidate came through, and Hideki Matsui came to life.
And, you know, it certainly puts the lie to the idea that Minnesota in its playoff was playing right up to the edge there. They were ready. The Yankees had the time off, and so they were kind of sleepy. It didn't happen.
No, I mean, it's I don't know. You got to kind of feel bad for Minnesota. I mean, everyone's been there. You know, you've gone to bed at 3 in the morning and had to go to work at 8 o'clock the next morning. But the mindset is just, you know, they said they weren't tired. They said they wanted to go at it, and they gave it their best shot.
All right. Last night, the Dodgers beat the Cardinals 5-3 in game one of the National League series, which got underway yesterday. This was a pretty dreadful game all the way around. There was some record that they broke.
You know, it's just the starting pitching was just, it wasn't what they hoped it would be. And I think the story that's going to end up coming out of this one is that Jeff Weaver, who basically won the World Series in St. Louis a few years ago, beat them last night. He's just basically signed halfway through the season by L.A.
And 30 men left on base. That's the that's a record for a 9-inning game. Game two is today at 6 p.m. And tell me about the Philadelphia game. They took the defending champs took it from the Colorado Rockies, who were the wild card. There's a theory that the wild card team has more momentum. Didn't work out last night.
No, I mean, this is what happened 2 years ago when Colorado just swept everybody and they got killed in the World Series coming as the wild card. And I guess the Philly, they were prepared with Cliff Lee. He just shut them down. It was one of the most, I guess, well-pitched games you're ever going to see in the postseason, just how he broke them down totally.
If you don't have a bullpen, just have your starters throw complete games. That's the solution.
It reduces the risk, yeah.
Game two today is at 2:30. Who are the pitchers?
You know, to be honest, I haven't looked that far.
It's Cole Hamels and Aaron Cook, I believe. But what's going to tell the difference in this National League series? And we got two more to get to quickly.
The difference in this series is going to be the pitching, I think. Hamels is going to turn around and be like the Cole Hamels of old. And Colorado, if they want to win, their bats are going to have to come alive. They have to do something with that.
All right, well, we'll see what bats are alive when the Red Sox go after the Angels in game one of their series. That's tonight. Who do you like?
I have to like the Angels just because they've lost so many times to Boston. It's got to come around that way. They've lost 12 of the last 13 postseason series against Boston.
Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal, talking about October baseball madness. Thanks, Nando.
Anytime, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.